good day to you.
Bonjour.
Can't say
sorry,
that now.
Sorry.
It's not allowed anymore.
Hello.
It's our episode that we came and saw.
We podcasted.
Of course it's allowed. Bonjour. Guten Tag. Guten Abend. Guten Nacht.
Hola.
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 And the only European.
Buongiorno, which is Italian.
Right. That'll work. So we're back after a week off. Last week, podcast was on hold because...
Please hold, caller.
Because of EU referendum shizzle. I went off to London last week for the mass debate.
You did?
With the Grand Master Debater himself.
Indeed,
you did. My mate Greg.
Yeah. Was the debate good?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
I got to see Boris in the flesh.
Bojo.
Not naked.
No.
But, you know, you see these people on telly.
Face flesh.
And they're not celebrities, they're politicians. And they're just normal people. But to see them, you know, the Mayor of London and the former Mayor of London. You sound all colded up, mate.
So you're right.
I've been ill for days. It's this.
I was going to say,
it's Europe.
Have you caught a Euro flu?
Yeah.
Euro flu.
Yeah, it's referendum flu, mate.
I've been
lagging since Saturday. I've been horrible.
Sucks.
Haven't slept a lot. Yeah, just mind shot.
Fair enough.
Horrible.
All right, man. So, well, if you need to take a break at any point, just, you know.
Well, I will.
Call time out. That's not a problem.
Don't worry.
So was it good then last Tuesday?
Yeah.
Was it good to go to?
It was good because I felt it was necessary.
All right.
To go along and see what was going on. I was just trying to find some information because I think if someone gives you a choice like that, and you did see history last week, that will be taught in history.
For a long time.
What happened last week here in Britain, you know, and when someone gives you a choice like that, you can't trust what you see on the media. You definitely can't trust a politician. And people should be aware of this by now, and if you're not aware of that, then that's what makes you stupid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
obviously, if you don't live in Europe and you're listening maybe in the US, you've got your presidential election stuff going on. You've probably been wrapped up in that a lot.
Yeah.
And you don't know maybe what's going on.
It's vital that if someone gives you an important question like that, you go about and you
make
an
informed decision.
And you try and find out the answers, and you know, that answer has to suit your situation and what you want. And,
yeah, because you're not voting for someone else, you're voting for yourself.
Everyone has different situations, whether you're young or old.
Exactly.
You know, black or white, it doesn't matter. You all have different situations and you have to respect everybody's point of view. It doesn't matter if you were one of these. Get out, leave right now. It's the end of you and me. That's obviously leave. Or one of these. Stay with me. Because it's done.
It is.
We got asked a simple question. Should we stay in Europe or leave Europe?
I want to make sure we're technically correct on this. I don't want to be pulled up for this later on in the week. EU. Because we're still part of the continent of Europe.
All right. But you know what I'm saying.
I don't want people suddenly going, well, you made an informed decision. Blah, 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 you've got it all wrong.
Right.
Because that's what people have been doing. This is what's annoyed me a lot in the last week. I don't know about yourself.
All right.
But people have
been... You're going to make this so long. We said we'd just touch on it, right?
You wanted to bring... I didn't even want to talk about it.
We got asked, should we remain part of the European Union? All right. The majority voted that we leave the European Union.
Yeah.
All right. My viewpoint on this is that if you call a referendum, you have to go with what the majority says.
Which they have.
But only because the majority have spoken and they said leave. There doesn't have to be this divide in the country where we're now all either leave or remainers. And, you know, I've heard stories about, you know, people being uninvited to a barbecue because they voted leave, and just silly stuff like that. You know, both sides didn't speak the truth. Both sides have racist posters.
And we're both having a go at the other one.
And they were both having a go
a lot
at each other and playing on people's emotions and making people scared. All right. But now the best thing that we can do to get everything moving along and settling everything down is to just be a little bit more positive.
Chill.
Because at the end of the day, you can. You could die tomorrow.
Yep.
So let's not worry about all the things that we're being told we should worry about now. Because if you look into the depths of it, if you look past your television, things aren't that bad.
Yeah, and actually, just have a quick look at your Facebook page. If the last thing you put on Facebook was something really negative, either get rid of it or replace it with something positive.
There's no more need. There's no more need for the negativity, all right? Decisions being made, whether you like it or not. Move on.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah, get over it. Right. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah.
And we are going to link this into the theme of this week's quiz.
Which is?
I don't know. You guess.
Oh. Forgot about this. Take 1 week off.
It might have been a curveball because the theme to the quiz has nothing to do with what we just spoke about. So what is the theme to this week's quiz? What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
I have no idea.
I appreciate it's very broad.
Very broad? I'm going to say it is musicians who have had DIY jobs.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it musicians who... maybe it's siblings. Sibling musicians.
Right. I know I said it's broad, but have a think about what's been going on, mate, and you'll get the theme to this.
There's not a lot else going on.
There's been something else going on.
Okay, I think I know.
What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Is it musicians?
What is the theme to the quiz?
I forgot that was the extra bit. is it musicians who have also previously played a professional sport?
No, Rob. No. No, the theme to this week's quiz, of course, happens every year, Rob.
Yeah.
Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah.
This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate, Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate, Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate, Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate, Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my...
Ow! God, oh, dear.
I told you.
Oh, dear. Well. No, you're not, are you?
Yeah, I'm powering through.
You nearly died
through
on the intro.
So the theme to this week's quiz is simple. It's Glastonbury. People played at Glastonbury at the weekend. I watched every single one of these bands on the telly at Glastonbury.
Oh, you packed them in, didn't you?
I did. You know, I've been there. Managed to fit in a few bands.
Like your style.
So, yeah.
There were 2016 performers.
Yeah, 2016 performers. Fine. They performed across this past weekend. Are you ready for number one? Who is this Glastonbury performer?
She's gone so long. What can I do? Where could she be? No, no, no. Don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta get back to you.
Oh. I believe they played main stage on Sunday. Oh God, I sound horrible. I sound bad, don't I?
You sound quite nasally. Okay. Is that Foles?
Final answer?
Yeah.
No, not Foles. I played on Sunday. ELO.
She's gone so long. What can I do? Where could she be? No, no, no. Don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta get back to you.
If you haven't watched it, Rob, yet, check out ELO.
Jeff
on the iPlayer.
Jeff Lynn, yes.
Beautiful. Hey, that's what you need.
That's it.
That's why I love Glastonbury. We've got to go. Got to go next year.
Can we
spit on our hands and make a deal now?
Hang on, no, you've got germs.
No, because I got germs. I don't want to make you poorly.
Have a fist bump.
Yeah. we're
the bell of the fist bump.
We're doing Glastonbury next year.
Glastonbury next year.
Without a doubt. All right.
All right. So it's a deal.
Didn't get that one right. Which means.
Are
you ready for the jelly?
This jelly bean.
I just got to get the bear blindfold. We're all prepared.
Bear blindfold.
Let's. I've got the wheel.
On the bond. Oh, hang on. What's going on here? Just making sure that's it. We're still on.
Still recording.
Yeah.
Thank God. That would be rubbish if we hadn't been recording all that EU bollocks. So we had to start again. Right.
It's the EU's fault anyway.
Yeah. It's blame Europe. There you go.
Right, there you go.
Nom. Easy one, either way, that.
This is the one that we... I keep saying is toothpaste.
Yeah, it is toothpaste.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's just a minty treat, isn't it?
It's
really?
A minty treat, yeah.
Let's move on then.
I'll say this. It happened only yesterday. There was a little child in the supermarket with her mum yesterday. Right. And the mum was looking at toothpastes. And she was like, do you want that one? She goes, is it really minty? And it was the most random question I've ever heard, like a 2 or 3 year old actually just ask their mum, is it really minty? It was just... And the mum had nothing. She had nothing to come back to. It's like... It's just a random question.
Slapped it round the end and said, you get what you're given.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Not really. Right, come on.
I said, no. Oh, give it a rest. I can persuade you. I'm not your typical stoned 18-year-old. Give me a night, I'll make you. I know you're looking for salvation in the secular age, but girl, I'm not your savior. Wrestle to the ground. God help me now.
Who the bloody hell's that?
I know, someone who performed at Glastonbury in the weekend. I know that.
I don't think you would actually use words like secular.
Secular, eh?
It's a great word in a song. Don't hear that too often. I don't know. No.
I said, no. Oh, give it a rest. I can persuade you. I'm not your typical stoned 18-year-old. Give me a night, I'll make you. I know you're looking for salvation in the secular age, but girl, I'm not your savior. Wrestle to the ground. God help me now.
Great as always, from the 1975. I do think, going back to this whole let's look positive at this outcome, I believe... pop stars like Matty from the 1975, they have a big responsibility now to their fans to, you know, just be a little bit more responsible in what they're saying.
Yeah, totally.
You know, especially at big festivals like Glastonbury, I know, you know, you get caught up in the hype. But what he said on stage is irresponsible, and that's what's going to create division. And he's basically, he was, you know, he was slating old people. It basically gave the impression that old people shouldn't get the chance to vote.
Don't need that.
You know, that doesn't help. So just saying, right?
Slap on the back of the
wrist. But still, great band, great performance. Yeah,
we do like music of 1975.
Right, so you got that wrong. So it's time for the bean. All right.
Bad start.
Spin the wheel.
Bad start to the quiz. Too wrong. Well, service as usual, really.
Right. There we go.
Oh, hello. Excuse me. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. What's that one?
It's egg, isn't it?
Bear in mind, people, these have been sat around for an extra 2 weeks in my cupboard.
Oh, no,
it's been quite warm at times. Oh, it's horrible when it does that. It sticks there. Be there for days, mate.
That's horrible.
Oh. Rotten egg. I wonder whether we'd be able to buy these beans now we're not a part of Europe.
Does it say can't be sold outside the EU?
No, I think we're all right.
Okay.
I think we're still getting off.
Right. Yay!
Right, that's a positive.
Yeah,
see, that's... always try and find the positives.
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready for number 3?
Yeah.
All right. Another band that played at Glastonbury this weekend.
People in love get fast and foolish. People in love get everything wrong. People in love get scared and stupid. People in love get everything wrong.
Oh, we're
heard this before.
No, it's a brand new clip.
Is it?
Yeah, brand new clip.
It's the love bit that I keep.
People in love get fast and foolish. People in love get everything wrong.
Look, he can say love, but for some reason, he chooses not to. Listen.
People in love.
That's love. People in love.
People in love get fast and foolish. People in love get everything wrong.
He said love there.
I know.
Right. Who do you think it is?
Slapdash.
The problem is there's so many people playing Glastonbury. It could be anyone.
Yeah, it's a big lineup. So,
Two Door Cinema Club?
No.
People in love get fast and foolish. People in love get everything wrong.
Granted, you probably didn't think of the feelings that Glastonbury in the show, but they were
back. Yeah.
That right. Yeah.
People in love get everything wrong. At least they're not lonely. At least they're not lonely. Never be lonely.
Baby, I think I'm going cuckoo crazy. Why should I be staying without you? They tell me to fight it. Well, they can bloody well just try it. I'll never be the same without you.
I love a good bloody well in a song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bloody's in the well. Bible, bloody's right. In the book. Right. Did I ever tell you about me nearly seeing the feeling when they were like before?
Is this story as interesting as the toothpaste story?
Nearly.
Right, go on.
So I went to a summer ball at another university way back, before they were even a thing.
Yeah.
And they were the headline band at the ball. And I thought they were just a cover band covering...
The feeling.
Love It When You Call.
Right.
I thought it was just a cover band doing it. Turns out it was them. I just totally shunned them, went off and found another beer. Totally missed it.
You're right. It was a little bit more interesting than the toothpaste story. Are you ready for the telly? Bean. Right, here we go.
Hey, I'm trying to just bring some variety to the podcast. Right.
Oh, it's full of variety, mate.
It certainly is.
Is it minty?
Spicy.
Here we go. Oh, it's good to be back.
Oh, it is.
Right. I'm just handing you the old...
I didn't even have fish and chips last week either. It's like I missed that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get some.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
It's a good one.
Oh, that's a nice, pretty one. What's that?
A little lime one. A little lime.
Lime.
One,
oh, it's got a nice price. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
See, find the positives.
Are you ready for...
Number four.
Mm.
There's a spanner in the works. You know, you gotta step up your game to make it to the top. So go. Got a little competition now. You're going to find it hard to cope with living on your own now. Uh-oh.
New text alert. Uh-oh. That's a very British sort of lyric. Spanner in the works. So who could it be? You wouldn't pick Adele because you don't like her.
No.
It's not a Coldplay tune. It's not a Muse tune. It's not. It's an American band, but it's not ZZ Top, is it?
It's not ZZ Top, no.
There's a spanner in the works. You know, you got to step up your game to make it to the top. So go. Got a little competition now. You're going to find it hard to cope with living on your own now. Uh-oh.
And then they carry you back to the last one, Rob. Two Door Cinema Club. I watched Two Door Cinema Club at Side of Stage one year.
Did you really?
Yes, interesting story. Right. Are we ready for the jelly bean?
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. Bean. You notice that I haven't taken the blindfold off yet. Just put it on and just...
Oh, drop the wheel.
Oh no.
Oh, ow. It's the microphone.
Oh dear, mind what you're doing.
Right. Alright.
Dearing me.
We're actually running out of some varieties.
Oh, what?
Jesus.
That is horrible. What is that?
What is that one?
Is that socks?
Oh, no, that's vomit, mate.
That's not vomit.
Oh, and that's...
Is it? Is that in that bag?
That's a hybrid of them.
It's sort of like sock vomit.
Yeah. Stinky sock vomit with a little bit of booger in it.
Ugh. You're not sure what that is?
It was pink with white bits in it.
They're definitely going funny, aren't they?
Going bad.
Because if that's vomit, that's the nicest vomit one I've ever eaten.
Right, let's see if...
Team 1 point today, come on.
I can five ball, yeah. All right?
Yeah. Why don't I put the blindfold on?
Turn your magic on, to me she'd say. Everything you want, say dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight, we are diamonds.
Did you see any of Glastonbury?
I've only heard it. I've only heard it on the radio.
Oh, right.
You've been playing it the last couple of days. I haven't actually seen any of the footage. I was about to say Lionel Richie played there as well, but he didn't, did he?
Last year.
Last year, wasn't he? Yeah. That's right.
Dolly Parton as well last year.
Yeah, Dolly Parton. And Kanye. Last year we were talking about the lights coming down. Please tell me you've still got that somewhere. We have to dig that out in a minute. I think, though, magic. Yeah, I'm gonna go with... I've already lost, didn't I? But Coldplay.
Correct! Yay!
Turn your magic on. To me, she'd say. Everything you want, say dream away. Under this pressure, under this weight, we are diamonds. Now I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart underneath my skin. And I feel my heart beating. Oh, you make me feel like I'm alive again.
Coldplay, what can I say? Coldplay.
Teeth fall out.
What are you saying?
Teeth fall out.
Teeth fall out. Is that the official lyric?
No.
All right. So I lost that one. After last week's historic referendum here in the UK, the rules have changed a bit. Now we're out in Europe, I had to look at the official rules of the quiz.
Right.
And it says that this week in particular... I can't eat any beans.
Really?
That's what the rules state now, all right?
So who eats it then?
It's like how we can't have croissants now.
Oh, man.
All right? We can't have Milky Way stars, apparently, as well.
No.
Not meant to be sold outside the EU, right?
Oh, man, this sucks.
It also means that you'll have to eat the beans. So, are you ready for the beans?
Beans.
Doesn't matter, mate. If you don't like the outcome... Can I,
if I don't like the flavour, can I spit it out?
No, that's not in the rules.
Am I allowed to pick one then?
Yeah, you can pick one.
Oh, I can pick one. I haven't got to do the...
Close your eyes and pick one.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought the idea was you giving me a free choice because it's... Oh, I don't know.
You pick the same bloody one. What's that one?
Oh, for my sins, it's a bad one.
No, I'm in a situation this week where if I had any of those, I can't afford to be ill for another couple of days, and they're just rancid.
Oh, that
so
is a particularly bad one.
I don't really care about Rob's health. So well done on this week's quiz.
Thanks.
That was a good quiz. The Glastonbury edition.
Didn't see it coming.
It's becoming a yearly tradition for us. So
last year we ranted about Kanye for 20 minutes. Do you remember?
I think it was more than that. Didn't we get Joe to go to Lakeside?
He was in Lakeside and we got him to sing Queen.
Didn't we get employees at the BBC
to sing?
To sing Mama.
Queen, yeah. See if they knew the words.
Oh, good times. Anyway. that was a quiz for my name Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my name Rob.
Excellent. Sorry, I wasn't ready for the music.
Oh, song time.
No. Oh, no song again this week.
Oh, but I was...
We're rubbish at this podcast thing now, aren't we?
This one's broken. I've been practicing my maracas.
Yeah, no song again this week. Two reasons. One, you can hear it. And the other is Rob is still playing American football on a Sunday and beating himself up to death. And he's got a fat thumb, so he can't play guitar.
Mash this arm up, mash this thumb up. Brilliant. Love it. Okay. Love it.
All right.
Fine. So we'll learn something for next week. We'll definitely have a song next week, though.
So how about, because last time we did a podcast, we sung the original A Campari.
We did.
And when we used to do it before, every now and then, we would do an English version.
Right? Yeah.
All right. And I thought, well, why not sing it in English? That's all we've been hearing about all week, isn't it?
Well, we don't want to be Italian anymore. We don't want to be associated with the Italians, do we, apparently?
We're not part of the EU.
No.
We're racist and stupid. Let's do an English version of A Campari.
Does this mean we can't do A Campari from future weeks?
We have to call it A Buddy.
Okay.
Are we singing it together, Rob?
Oh, I think we should, really. In the togetherness.
Here we go, then. A Campari, let's make some music. While I play the piccolino, but how do you play it? The piccolino, the piccolino, tippity tippity ta. Hey, Campari, let's make some music. While I play the saxophona, but how do you play it? The saxophona, toot 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 the saxophone. The piccolino, tippity tippity ta.
I do like the foreign version better.
I do, yeah.
Hey, Campari, let's make some music. While I play the violino, but how do you play?
Some of these lyrics aren't translated very well, are they?
Zing a violin.
Sing on the saxophone.
Then it's violin.
The piccolino, tippity tippity ta.
It's disgraceful.
We're still singing in Italian.
Hey, Campari, let's make some music. While I play the voucher parter.
What?
But how do you play it?
The voucher parter. Pa 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 voucher parter. Singer sing the violin. Toot 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 the saxophone. The piccolino tippity tippity ta. Hey, Campari, let's make some music. While I play the slide trombone. But how do you play it? The slide trombone. A pum, a pum, the slide trombone. Pop, 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 the voucher better. Singer, sing the violin. Do, 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 the saxophone. The piccolino, tippity, tippity, ta. A pew, the slide trombone, pa 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 pa, the voucher better. Singer, sing the violin, toot 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 the saxophone, the piccolino, tippity tippity, tippity tippity ta,
yah!
Hey, well, that would do. Right, let's do the shout outs. The shout outs. Have we had any shout outs?
Of course, always got some shout outs to make. So quick mentions to Gordon and to Soul Flair, who have recently followed us in the last couple of weeks. Thank you very much for that.
Soul Flair?
Yeah, indeed. Soul Flair, who are a UK electronica duo.
Oh, there you go.
Hi there. Also, just mention to some of the nations around the world that have been listening in, Akoi. got to try to include them, haven't you?
Well, you have to now, mate.
I know. We're all on our own, aren't we? The US, lots of love from the US as always, so thank you very much if you're listening in the States. Brazil as well.
They haven't got a clue, by the way.
Who?
The US.
The Americans. They haven't, well, they've got a clue, but they haven't got a clue about what's been happening over here in the UK.
But in fairness,
I saw reports the other day from America that we had left the United Nations. We haven't. We have not left the United Nations.
I think that's more a kind of view on how good their news reporting is.
But then they have their own troubles, don't they? Do you know what I mean? If you thought Boris Johnson was bad,
Trump
is Prime Minister.
He has trumped it, hasn't he?
Oh, right.
Probably. North of America, we've got Canada, of course, they're listening in as well. And Paraguay and the Czech Republic, Egypt and France and Germany, Spain, still some love from the Europeans.
Yeah, that'll probably go down.
The Dutch, the South Africans are listening in as well. The Mexicans and the Japanese, as well as some listens in from Turkey.
All good people to trade.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
let's look at the positives.
We trade with them.
We may lose some listeners in Spain, but we may go up in the other Commonwealth countries.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Yeah. Exactly. So
well, it may just stay exactly the same.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, but the thing is, there's lots of love as well for some of the songs.
We can't play that.
No, we can't play that anymore. Lots of love for some of the songs we've been doing in this season as well. Yeah. Here comes Hot Stepper.
I know.
Lots of love for that at the moment.
We appreciate. We've been really lazy the past few weeks.
But there's There is a lot going on.
You've been to France.
Yeah, I was off to France last week.
And I was in London last week. Been busy. But we will get
back
some
on
cracking songs back on here in the next couple of weeks.
As of next week.
Before the summer Hollybob period.
Yeah, wasn't that long, is it? Was it?
Only about like August.
3-4 weeks more?
Yeah, about.
And then,
then
chaos will
and
ensue.
And then we're off for the summer then. Yeah. That was the shout outs. We got anything else to do?
I was just say at WCWSWP if you didn't get a mention.
And stuff.
Facebook as well, you can find us there.
Great.
Super duper.
Are we good? I think that's enough output.
Yeah,
I can't do the news, mate.
What do you mean you can't do
it?
It's not news.
I'm flagging.
There's an iguana in an X ray machine.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's why you're my best friend, mate. I love your optimism.
What?
Just in everything.
Also, did you know
how you thought you could get me to carry on by telling me about an iguana in a suitcase
in an X-ray machine?
Oh, in an X-ray machine.
Yeah, and also last Friday was rubbish day on the space station.
Rubbish day on the space station.
Yeah, you know, International Space Station.
I'm so glad that I called time to this week's podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks.
We'll be back next week. God
full
bless
of vigor,
everybody.
Full of vigor.
Yeah.
We love you.
Still
no matter where you are.
All right.
Exactly.
Right.
What are you up to this week? Got anything?
I am.
I know you're still recovering.
Yeah,
and stuff,
I'm going to try and get better. And then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, back to work.
I may run for Prime Minister. Yeah, we're looking for one.
Yeah, there's a job opening.
All right. You can run on the opposition, mate.
Could do.
You know, they're having trouble at the moment as well.
Who's the opposition?
There you go. That's what we'll do this week.
All right. Fair enough.
How about you?
Well, what's going on this week? Obviously, I only have Tuesday, so rest of the week at work.
You know what, mate? I feel like I have to cut short again. I know I always
sorry,
do.
Sorry, dude. You all right? Is it out of time?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Next week. We came, we kicked it down. We came, we kicked it down. We came, we kicked it down.